This is the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. To slow the spread of the coronavirus, testing is hugely important. And not just getting a test, but getting the results back as quickly as possible. A recent survey found that the average wait time for results is 4 days, with 10% of the people surveyed waiting 10 days or more. A shortage of the equipment and chemicals needed to perform the tests is part of the problem. But the country also lacks a robust electronic medical records system, which would allow information to be shared seamlessly. We wondered, how much is that slowing everything down? Julia Adler-Milstein is a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, where her research focuses on electronic health records. I asked her if part of the problem is all the different software providers, companies like Epic and CareCloud and Athena Health, not playing nicely together.
I do think there's a roadblock there. I mean, that's really been an Achilles heel of the past decade, where we've seen so much more digitization of health information, but not as much of an effort put on making sure that that information can move around seamlessly where it's needed. And I think, you know, in an ideal world, yes, those large companies would have cooperated and figured out how to build their systems in a way that were more compatible. But we also didn't really create strong incentives for them to do that. And now we're working to try to correct that. And I think COVID is shown a really bright spotlight on the need to do that, but it wasn't there from the start, and I think we're really paying the price for that now.
I'm also wondering about the cost of all this. I know the federal government has already spent tens of billions of dollars to encourage the adoption of electronic medical records. Do you have a sense of the price tag on what this effort could cost to get it right?
You know, I don't think we've really seen good cost estimates, because part of it is sort of, what are we paying for? I don't think at this point we're really paying for the infrastructure. This is really about linking up all of the digital entities and writing down rules of the road. I don't think anyone really has a sense of the price tag. You know, my personal sense is that it would be lower than the investment that we've made so far, because there's so much cost in just the digitization itself. But there's also some real costs in trying to figure out how to make all the different systems talk to each other.
But potentially lots of savings too, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. There have been some estimates of that, and they've been in the sort of $70 to $80 billion a year of potential savings if we really were to get to sort of fully standardized, seamless information sharing. The fact that hospitals are filling out spreadsheets with their COVID testing data and sending it to the federal government, it's staggering to think that we're still doing that, you know, in the year 2020, but then also to think about all the costs of all the people in those hospitals who are manually entering data into a spreadsheet. It's sort of hard to believe.
Yeah, and if I never have to try to remember when my knee surgery was when I see a new doctor, it'll be too soon. How many of those health questionnaires have we all filled out again and again?
Yeah, no, on the patient side, exactly. I mean, we haven't even addressed those costs. And also just, I think, the stress that we put on patients when it's clear that their doctor doesn't know their medical history. And so, you know, if you were to show up today and, you know, tell your doctor that you've had a COVID test, and then for that doctor to say, oh, well, I don't have any way to access that information, that is not delivering patient-centered care.
Julia Adler-Milstein is a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.